Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a wonderful good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great first weekend in March. Well, spring has arrived unofficially.
Yeah.
It'll arrive officially later in the month. But to most Texans, you know, it's springtime.
If we survive February, it's
spring. But if you talk to those in Amarillo and Lubbock and up at the Panhandle with the latest front, they're going,
not yet.
It's not yet. Right. Listen, we're going to talk about going fishing. The 43rd annual Houston Fishing Show is underway and will run through Sunday. And good friend, great proprietor of Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Mike Sutton, will be joining us. They're catching some big, big trophy trout. Phenomenal destination to have a corporate event, a couple of buddies, family.
That's good.
To enjoy some great fishing at what is truly just a fishing destination. Not anything to do, but you're not that far away from the Rio Grande Valley to do some other things, you know, along the border. So on this side of the river. So we'll be talking with Mike. We've got some news. We've got some updates headed your way along with the outdoor report. So you all stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 14 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Absolutely. And I'm only going to do this once, and I don't want us to beat to death this whole thing, but it's just you know, Dick's no, Carter's country C. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that.
I'm going to say more.
Oh, okay.
Because,
I had no doubt.
Because we've seen this before.
Oh, yes.
Memory serves me correct. Academy did this a few years back when they pulled assault rifles.
Yeah.
They're not assault rifles.
Correct.
You know,
correct.
They show their ignorance every time they think AR stands for assault rifle. Okay.
Correct.
First off. Secondly, it's a marketing ploy.
Correct.
Okay. Concern, we all should be, yes.
Of course.
But it's a marketing ploy. This too shall pass. You go to Academy's website right now, and they list it as modern sporting rifle, which is a correct name.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
Anybody that knows anything about firearms knows that the genesis of most every firearm that we've ever used in the field for hunting came
started
from the military.
The fabulous 03 Springfield.
Yes, yes, right? Absolutely.
The Springfield trapdoor before that. Yeah. Right.
And listening to people about more laws, quite honestly, what I'm hearing is the laws that we have were not enforced by those charged with it, you know, enforcing
the laws. There's a bunch of that, and I don't know who did the statement, but it was like, you know, the system broke down, the protection that they had there broke down, so blame the NRA.
Yeah.
That's just
And law-abiding citizens.
That's
stupid. Here is something else, and this is simply a question. 18-year-old versus 21-year-old. Huh. Now, those of you that are old enough to remember back in the 70s,
right,
you know, certainly around the Vietnam War era, uh-huh, okay, this question has been ongoing for some time. When are you an adult? And I guarantee you the individuals that are touting 21-year-olds versus 18-year-olds were touting 18-year-olds when they were younger, saying if you're old enough to serve,
correct,
you're old enough to vote, you're old enough to own a gun, you're old enough to do everything.
Correct.
Okay?
Yeah.
It is nuts. It is political, pure and simple. It is a tragedy. Something needs to be done, but there are things that can be done to secure a building.
Correct.
My question is if we're lawful to carry, mm-hmm, on the street, mm-hmm, and most places, why are teachers not allowed to carry on campus? Okay?
Right.
They're a first line of defense. And then have somebody mentioned using vets. There's evidently a veteran group out there,
mm-hmm,
that you could do.
That'd be good.
And someone said, hey, within the state or, you know, federal funding, whatever, if you serve so many hours, you don't have to pay any income tax.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bartered deal, which, quite honestly, ask any rancher, farmer,
yeah,
those always work. You know?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, we have to use that old term logic, friends. I mean, obviously, if you're listening to Texas Outdoor News, you know where our heart lies. Okay, Second Amendment, so on, you bet. But, yeah, protect the kids. But we've got so many things that are in place that aren't being properly used. I mean,
right,
this stuff, the guy in Las Vegas and all the instances that the military knew about him and did not wave a red flag. Now,
yeah,
we found out all the situations with his kids. I mean, the issue is still the problem with the individual, you know, not the weapon.
Yeah.
There's too many ways to do it right, and that's what they need to do. They need to enforce the laws that are there and use the system as we hope it would be.
Yeah, well, and I'm going to also bring something up because I am watching Senator John Cornyn. A few years ago, was at a roundtable discussion at Bass Pro in Pearland.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a number of representatives from a number of conservation groups. And this is when Obama was president.
Right.
Okay. And he raised the question, what can we go back in the form of a compromise, you know, on gun laws? And I was about the seventh out of eight people to speak. And I said, it's real simple. You say no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's that slippery slope.
Correct.
Enforce what we've got, I'm going to be watching John Cornyn to see what he does, because
right,
he seems to be leading, continuing that mindset of a few years ago,
mm-hmm,
to today of, well, let's do something to appease.
Right.
Okay, and I'm not comfortable with that. All right? We have some other news.
Do we have some good news?
We have some good news.
Good.
For those of you that are fans of this show, and of a very popular outdoor magazine.
Oh.
Last weekend, attended the 60th annual Texas Outdoor Writers Association.
Did you get the t-shirt, by the way?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
60th annual Texas Outdoor Writers Association conference and Excellent in Crafts Awards banquet. And the radio show that you're listening to continues to be the most honored outdoor radio show in Texas, the number one outdoor market in the country, with our guest Carter Smith.
Indeed.
And judges' comments were most complimentary. Also want to let you know that in the outdoor publication, major outdoor publication,
uh-huh,
over 25,000 circulation, Texas Outdoors Journal got the nod for first place. The judges said what wonderful outdoor publications the judges had to review. All were excellent. Texas Outdoors Journal gets the nod for first place because of its comprehensive, informative coverage, excellent writing and consistent organization. Stories like Bucks from Above and Dreaming Big Bass makes this publication a must-read for the avid outdoorsman or woman. Well done, and we love just shooting for fun, that is.
Yeah.
So, you know, all our winners, well done by all. So we're really pleased. Plus, Bob Zeglin, Nate Skinner, and I were received awards for our photography skills, as well as I received a couple of awards for writing.
Ah.
Yeah. So one was an opinion piece. Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah. Yeah.
me you, having an opinion.
You, yeah, right. Right.
And one was on a tribute, which really I didn't realize. To my dad. Yeah.
That was in the September issue. Great piece. Yeah.
Thank you.
It really
Thank
was.
I appreciate it.
It really was.
It's nice to have that acknowledged. While we're talking about writers, good friend and a guy that was really my mentor when I got into the outdoor industry, communication mm-hmm. industry, Ray Sasser passed away.
Yes,
Long-time Dallas Morning News scribe. He had won numerous awards. Ray passed away in a Dallas hospital on February 21st at the age of 69 after battling lymphoma for the last 8 years. Mm. And thoughts and prayers go out to his wife, Emily, his son, Zach, and daughter, Jenny. Really neat guy. Did a number of forwards and writings in books that were published by Collectors Covey. Saw Wyman Menzer, the Texas photographer.
Right.
And some books by Jack Cowan and, Ken Carlson and some others mm-hmm. that Collectors Covey did. But great guy. Did not realize that Ray was sick. Had not talked to him in a while. But even so, he was a very private man. And probably would not have said anything.
Well, but also sadly losing my good friend, our good friend, but a good friend of mine for decades, Dr. Bruce Nelson, with our affiliate in Corpus Christi, KFTX. I mean, he at one time was GM there, general sales manager, morning drive DJ, et cetera. And, you know, still kept his hand in a bit. Hall of Fame winner. I mean, not only the Texas Radio Hall of Fame, the Country Music Hall of Fame. And I love it because Dolly Parton presented the award and said that he was the only doctor she'd let touch her. It was Dr. Bruce Nelson. You know, really a funny bit. But just a great dear friend and a real, real loss to broadcasting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We talk a lot about weather here on Texas Outdoor News. And even though February is the birth month of Harold.
A lot of us.
Yes. And my baby sister.
Yeah.
Same date, even. If you wondered about Houston weather this year, got a little report for, and now this is for Houston. This isn't for all of Texas, but 27 of the days were cloudy, 22 days had fog, 18 days with some rain, 6 days with thunderstorms, 0 days of full sunshine.
Well, why did I feel so good in February?
Yeah, I don't know.
Another trip around the moon, you know, or the sun, I mean. Excuse me, another trip around the sun.
Parks and Wildlife on the hunting side continues to remain busy. They continue to transplant pronghorn antelope from the northern herd up in the panhandle to the Trans-Pecos region. Historically, over 17,000 pronghorn roamed West Texas. But by 2012, there was estimated to be fewer than 3,000.
Okay. Do we know where we're at now?
Yeah. Now, that number has more than doubled. But a number of things are taking place. Modification to less restrictive fences so that the pronghorns can move,
right,
you know, through the cross fencing. Vegetational and management schemes to help pinpoint the optimal release location and provide improved range conditions, you know, our other indicators. So this is a real positive as we continue to rebuild that resource. And Harold, you know, out there in the Trans-Pecos, you always see, in the past, fewer now because of the lower numbers, but in the past, a lot of book quality animals. There's something in the soil out there that really, really makes them grow. Coming up this week on March 6th, Texas Parks and Wildlife will accept comment. There's a live webinar that will be on the proposed hunting regulations. There's a number of them taking place dealing with, MLDP tags and Forest Service, mule deer up in the panhandle, shortening the eastern turkey season, adding more dove days. If you want more information, let me suggest you go to tpwd.texas.gov. And if you have an opinion or comment, certainly chime in because they do want to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got best bets. Plus, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road after the Outdoor Report.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
America's best-selling truck, 41 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 41 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they will build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 41 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in tech.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by the 43rd Annual Houston Fishing Show. Going fishing? Don't! Not until you've been to the 43rd Annual Houston Fishing Show, going on now through March 4th. Hundreds of booths filled with rods, reels, the newest lures, electronics, and fishing accessories. Manufacturers from all over the world with factory reps there to answer your question. Fishing guides from Alaska to South America on hand to assist you in planning your next trip. Hundreds of booths filled with tackle items and other products never before seen. Blue water cruisers, skinny water bay boats, kayaks, and high-performance bass boats fully rigged and ready to fish, marked down for the show. Hundreds of fishing pros to answer all your questions. Continuous clinics by fishing expert. Special kids clinic sponsored by Fishing Tackle Unlimited and the Two of Us Bass Fishing Club on Saturday and Sunday with prizes for each youngster. Don't miss the 43rd Annual Houston Fishing Show. Going on now through March 4th at the George R. Brown Convention Center in downtown Houston. For more information, visit HoustonFishingShow.com. And just a note, Harold,
yes.
For those that have been to the Houston Fishing Show and know when it has been positioned on the north end, closest to Minute Maid Park,
okay.
This year only it's been switched to the south end.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, down by Papado's and across from the hotel. So
right.
It'll go in on the south end.
Do you have any suggestions on where to park?
Wherever you can find a cheap spot.
Okay.
All right. What's going on with our best bet?
All right. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday's a good day. Sunday slips to fair. Monday and Tuesday are two more good days. Wednesday falls to fair, with Thursday and Friday plunging to poor. But next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, are fair days. This weekend, look for game to be most active from either side of the noon hour and continue to be active until late afternoon. Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early afternoon until the early evening hours either side of sunset. By Wednesday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours. On Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to actively feed from well before sunrise until mid-morning. Next Sunday, this most active period occurs from early morning until early afternoon. On Friday, March the 9th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. Next Sunday at 2 a.m., daylight savings time returns, so spring forward 1 hour. I just wish we didn't even have that. On the coast, this weekend, as well as Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, a string of days with a double tide schedule of too high and too low each day. Thursday through next Sunday is a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Right?
I will forewarn you right now.
Yes.
After next weekend, I will be grumpy till about November 3rd.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's 3rd, something like that, or 8th.
Yeah, so what's the joke where the Indian says that only the white man could cut off a piece of rope at one end, tie to the other end, and think it's longer?
Right.
Right.
Just, you know, Harold, let's go fishing.
Yeah.
Okay, what time are you going to go?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. So about 30 minutes before sunrise, we'll get ready and, you know, launch.
Right.
We're not looking at our clocks. Goodness gracious. Oh, and I love the people that go, I miss all that time they take away from us in the wintertime. Oh, God. Okay.
Google it. Google it, for goodness
sake. Yeah, really. Outdoor Report.
Yes.
We've had some heavy rains that I'll talk more about up in the North Texas area. But really, the best fishing for in our West and South Texas region, Amistad Reservoir. Black bass fishing been good on football jigs, crankbaits, jigging spoon, and soft plastic. Striped bass are good on slabs and jigging spoons. White bass are good on slabs and jigging spoons as well. Power Plant Lakes in South Texas, Brawnig. Black bass have been good on crankbaits and dark soft plastics in the reeds. Same thing on Calaveras, adding spinnerbaits and crankbaits. Striped bass are good on spoons and jigs near the dam. And then finally, Lake Coleman, we've got some good fishing on watermelon red soft plastic for black bass, spinnerbaits, and crankbaits.
Okay, heading to East Texas, Lake Fork. Crappie are good on minnows and white jigs along the bridges. Toledo Bend. I don't have a report. Just talked about the height of the water. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, that's pretty interesting because the height last week was 3 feet low,
oh, yeah.
I believe.
Okay, now it's one.
Yeah, and now it's all 1 feet high. 1 feet high? 1 foot high. Because of the rains and the flow, and that's going to impact our coastal report in a moment.
See, I love that when it comes to water. It's like, how tall are you? I'm 6 feet 4 inches, and how deep is the water? 3 foot. Oh, you know, okay. Well, it just happens, don't it?
Right.
Anyway, Athens, crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Bass drop, black bass are good on watermelon, red soft plastic, spinnerbaits, and crankbaits. Belton, black bass are good on spinnerbaits and trolling rattle traps. Chandler and bluecats are good on stinky bait, summer sausage, and hot dogs. Ooh, that all sounds pretty good. Fayette, Chandler and bluecats are good on stink bait and shrimp. Palestine, black bass are good on Texas rig craws, green pumpkin flipping jigs, and bladed jigs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. White bass are good on slabs. By the way, and right now, speaking of food, Jack in the Box has really got a pretty good cheesesteak sandwich, but do not try the pork belly.
Really?
Ugh. I tried that last night. Just, you know, I'm an experiment, you know. But the cheesesteak is really good. Okay, Richland Chambers, white bass are good on slabs.
Fell back into your old restaurant entertainment days,
that's
did
right.
You?
That's right.
And we're sorry.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm sorry. Their ribeye burger was really good, and then just the limited time only thing. Yeah. What? It's one of the best things they ever did, you know. Oh, well. Somerville, crappie are good on minnows and blue tube jigs. Channel and blue cats are good on stink bait. Tewakene, hybrid bass are good on slabs and minnows. Texoma, black bass are good on Texas rig craws, umbrella jigs, and shaky head worms. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Striped bass are good on slabs. Whitney, catfish are good on shrimp, night crawlers, and stink bait. Heading to my bit of heaven, who cares? Central Texas, Hill Country, Big Lake Buchanan, black bass are good on Carolina rigged black blue lizards, rattling rogues, and blue flake wacky sticks on jig heads along ledges. Canyon, striped bass are good on trolling white striper jigs and vertically jigging perk minnows and spoiler shads. LBJ, white bass are fair to good on silver pink minnows and spoiler shads. Travis, black bass are good on chrome spoons and fire tiger crankbaits in 15 to 35 feet of water. White bass are good on minnows, white grubs, and chrome spoons.
All right, just so that you know, it's not the 3rd or the 8th of November. It's November 4.
Oh.
I just looked it up.
You checked with our research department.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Wanted to make sure of that. On the coast, mentioned to you of the heavy rains. Toledo Bend has come up. It's over conservation pool now. They will be releasing water. And depending upon how much more rain we get up north, with lakes in East Texas being full and them eventually emptying into our bay system,
right,
will depend on how much fresh water we have to contend with in the upper reaches of, say, Calcasieu, Sabine, Galveston, you know, other places. That's going to have an impact. But as it stands right now, before any water is released, there's some good fishing over on Calcasieu around the weirs on the south end of the lake. North end of Sabine has been good on soft plastics and good in the river on live shad for trout. Redfish are good in the marsh on small topwaters and Stanley Ribbits. Trinity Bay has been good at the spillway on crabs and mullet. East Galveston Bay, always good for those waiting with topwaters this time of year. West Galveston Bay, looking for sheep's head, redfish, and black drum around the pass, as well as all the jetties, Harold. They're still hanging around there. West Matagorda, redfish are good in Oyster Lake on shrimp. Rockport, around the Lydian Channel, redfish have been good on crabs. Port Aransas around the Shrimp Boat Channel, bull redfish have been good. And at the jetties on crab and finger mullet. Baffin Bay trout are good at the spoils on topwaters and soft plastics. Mansfield, a good topwater bite is underway around sand and grass holes. And finally, out of Port Isabel, Cullen Bay, redfish have been good on gulp and sheep pups. Trout and redfish have been good in South Bay on live shrimp.
Okay.
All right, hunting-wise, we said last week things are starting to shut down.
Right.
You know, traditional fall seasons. But the nice thing is we have spring season.
Yay!
Yeah. But going on through March 18th is the light goose conservation season in the east and west zones. And I ask you, you said you have not done that yet.
I've never done that.
Catch a foggy day, man. It's really a hoot.
Yeah.
I mean, when it's kind of foggy with the temperature variation we've got right now, really is a hoot and some good fishing. South zone.
Fishing?
Hunting.
Fishing for geese.
Fishing. That's you could do that. It's a new technique. Cutting edge stuff.
Right.
March 15th through April 29, Rio Grande spring season, the south zone. In the north zone, it will open March 31 and run through May 13. You've been on or off-road this week?
Oh, have I? Well, actually, every which way, and you could see me a mile away. I was in the 2018 Volkswagen Tiguan, their 2.0-liter SEL, premium with four motion. That's the secret of this thing. But it was habanero orange metallic. Oh, my goodness. I mean, really great looking. But it's what little sun we had.
So it was hot.
Yes, it was. You know, the sun hit it, and wow.
Yeah.
And this titanium black leather interior. I mean, it was just really nice. The engine is a little hot turbo four-banger with direct fuel injection. And four motion is their all-wheel drive with active control system. And it really manages on and off fabulously. I think every car ought to be all-wheel drive. It's just amazing how they grab. Anti-locking brake system, of course. Anti-slip regulation and engine brake assist. Electronic brake pressure distribution. Hydraulic brake assist. Electronic stability control. Electronic differential lock. Intelligent crash response system. And more. Good-looking car. It's compact size, but really plenty of room. Inside, dual zone climate control, heated leather pointed steering wheel, drivers and passenger heated and cool seats. Second row is a 40-20-40 split. Overhead view camera, which is just tremendous, 360-degree view. A Volkswagen digital cockpit, their adaptive cruise control, forward collision warning, autonomous emergency braking with pedestrian monitoring. Park distance control, lane departure warning, blind spot monitor with rear traffic alert, remote engine start and keyless access. Neat, neat vehicle. Nicely priced, really basically loaded at 37.5. 21 miles per gallon in the city, 27 on the highway. But that four motion, it kind of thinks for you. You don't have to do anything. You just, I'm on road, it works fine. I go off road, it works fine. Check it out. The 2018 Volkswagen Tiguan. This was their premium with four motion.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will be joined by Mike Sutton. Getaway Lodge, Port Mansfield. We're going fishing here on Texas Outdoor News.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And we have been touting for a couple of weeks now the 43rd annual Houston Fishing Show. Great lineup. As we mentioned earlier in the program, they have moved from the north end of the George R. Brown Convention Center to the south end. That's down by Papado's, or the opposite end of Minute Maid, where Minute Maid Park is.
Right,
okay?
Right.
But one of the great things besides the lure manufacturers, the fishing guides you can visit with, you know, and buy, is to find that dream destination.
Uh-huh.
And a place that I have frequented and have enjoyed for years is Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield. The proprietor,
yes,
owner, and good friend Mike Sutton joins us. Mike, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing this morning?
We're great, Bill. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Mike, this is Harold. Do you still let him come back after all these years?
Yeah, I do, but I have to warn the staff before he comes.
Come on, guys. No, great place. We've talked about the improvements, but right now, Mike, I've been hearing all sorts of reports of some really good fish coming from Port Mansfield. What is the latest from your staff of pros?
Well, Bill, we had a great winter and continuing to have a great winter, and catching good numbers of big solid trout, and looks like we're going to transition into spring and continue this.
Well, there's always been some great fishing, big fish. You've got a lot of options down there sitting in behind the couple of barrier islands. Well, actually, the North Padre Island and then South Padre Island, and fishing on up at the land cut. And I remember when we talked late fall, early winter, you had a client that caught a pretty impressive snook, didn't you?
Yes, they did. It was a great fish and whatnot, a bit of an outlier for us, but yes, we did. We caught a really nice snook.
Well, and that was just in the bay. I mean, was he drifting, wade fishing? How was that fish caught?
Bill, I'll be honest with you. I don't 100% remember, but I believe he was drifting.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, because it was out in the open bay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of Florida-ish, you know?
Yeah.
Like what we see over there. We've got the winter coming, starting to go away, spring upon us. What do you have planned coming up? I know there's spring break in the month of March. Then we get into opportunities to fish as water temperatures continue to warm. You got any hidey holes, or just head to the land cut, and then the days that you can fish open waters, try that?
Well, certainly, if you want to go out into the Gulf, go out the East Cut, we do go up to the Land Cut, fish in the Gladys's Hole area, and then just depending on what the wind is doing and the preferences of the particular guide, there's excellent fishing out in the middle of the bay, and sometimes in the deeper water.
Absolutely,
Mike. Just a quick side note here. What was the situation down at Port Mansfield? You know, how did you all weather Hurricane Harvey, and, you know, how are you now?
Well, we were on the dry side of the hurricane since it was so far now north of us and got those unfortunate people up in that Rockport area.
Right.
Our wind blew about 50 miles an hour. We had about an inch and a quarter of rain. No big deal. None, if any, damage at all. Very little, if any, damage
great.
At all.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
Mansfield was almost untouched.
Outstanding. We're visiting with Mike Sutton, owner of Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield. Their website, getawaypm.com. Mike, listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break, so if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Texas continues to grow. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Capital Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. But the job is far from over. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Today and tomorrow, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
The place to stock up on ammunition is Carter's Country for practice, self-defense, or hunting. Carter's has everything you need from Federal and Estate cartridge. Federal's American Eagle practice ammo is priced right, with 9mm at just $4.97 a box and 45 at only $21.97. The superior performance of HydroShock pistol ammo can be yours in 9mm for $23.97, 38 Special for $22.97, 40 Smith & Wesson and 45 Auto is only $24.97. For the bird hunter, Federal's Top Gun shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.87 for a 25-round box, and the Estate heavy game shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.47 a box. For practice or plenty of hunting, it's hard to beat the economically priced Estate game and target shot shells in 12 or 20 gauge for only $5.97 a box. Stock up right now at all four Carter's Country locations. Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
We continue our conversation with Mike Sutton, owner of Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield. Their website is getawaypm.com. Mike, as we move towards springtime warm-up, obviously, later this month, certainly by early April, we should see some bull tides, flooded water bringing that nourishment from the Gulf, as well as kind of scattering fish, but that also provides some opportunities in some of the back lake areas. You mentioned Gladys's Hole. Any place, any other places that typically are hot spots or way that you all approach the flooding bull tides of spring?
Well, once again, each guide has their preference that they like to, their special places they like to go. There's some great opportunities along the East Cut, of course, down to Rattlesnake and Peyton's Bay. Wonderful opportunities just all over our fishery there in the Lower Laguna Madre.
You touched on it briefly, and I want to kind of expand on it because it's pretty neat, and that is the offshore fishing. And I guess Port Mansfield probably is about the closest to the continental shelf. Deep water moves in close, but you've got some deep water, some good structure to fish for red snapper in state waters out to 9 nautical miles.
Oh, yes, we do. Of course, the CCA Reef out there, and then there's numerous rock structures out there that the guides have marked and can get out there and catch you that state waters four fish limit. Year-round.
All right, one thing that we're seeing more and more of are families traveling together, and we're seeing a lot of moms, single parents, you know, with kids, mm-hmm. and that's a big factor to introduce them to the outdoors. Every group, you all have become specialists in taking care of their individual needs, right?
We do. We accommodate all kinds of individual needs, and we understand that the different anglers have different needs and certainly different perceptions about what they want to do. And part of our goal is to do our best to determine what it is that each particular group or each particular angler needs and wants, and do our very best to accommodate that.
Yeah, Mike, Harold again, since the name is Getaway Lodge, what do we have as far as lodging?
We have 9 rooms and 22 beds, our recently upgraded and remodeled governor's suite, which is a two-room suite with a large walk-in private bath, is available. But most of our rooms have queen-size beds, and each room does have a private bath, so you're not having to go down the hall and share a bathroom with somebody you've never seen before.
Can I eat when I get there?
We have by far the very best food in Port Mansfield.
Okay. I'll second that.
Manager Sandra Gar- Garza is the best cook in Port Mansfield, hands down.
Sutton has threatened any of us, saying, yeah, don't even think about trying to hire her.
Oh, you okay.
Friendships would be lost, and you're personally may be threatened, but neat place. Great opportunities. You're at the Houston Fishing Show. We have got 3 days in our hip pocket. We've got today, Saturday, and Sunday left to go. How the crowd's been? I'm really curious. I've not been down there yet to visit with folks. We'll be, as soon as we pull the plug on the show today, but we'll be down all weekend. What's the overall attitude post-Harvey? Are people kind of getting back in the swing of things, looking for new venues to fish and hunt? What's going on?
We've had what I felt like was a remarkably good crowd early on in the show.
Right.
Very good weekday crowds, and people are very optimistic. They've had enough of worrying about Harvey. They've had enough of worrying about what they're going to do to fix things up, and they're, by gosh, going to get out there and have some fun and relax and quit worrying about all of the stuff that is still going to be there when they get back, but they're going to take a little break from it.
There you go. And I've got to believe that there's some people that may not be able to go to a place that they have frequented in the past or looking for new opportunities, and want to encourage them to go to Port Mansfield and fish with Getaway Lodge. Mike, let's spring forward through the summer months. We know that's some great fishing. I've been down there regularly in June and seen some great days, opportunities in July as well as August. But as we push forward toward the fall and hunting seasons, you've got some unique opportunities. You're always scouting for new hunting lands. Talk a little bit about your cast and blast, or blast and cast hunting at Getaway.
Well, we do what we call a cast and blast for both doves and ducks, depending on the season. You come in, you get up and fish in the morning after a big breakfast, come in and have a bigger lunch, take a little break, and then go out and hunt in the afternoon, evening. And that's a great opportunity for both doves and ducks.
You had a pretty good season this past year. I know that the dove season has, you know, really has done well in the past. In 2017, the hurricane impacted it a little bit and scattered birds. But then you finished strong with the waterfowl season. Are there opportunities for folks still to come and for you to build on that success in 2018?
Well, we're once again, we're hoping for the very best for, during the season. Hopefully, because the doves vacated our general area right after the hurricane, they'll be back in bigger numbers, and we're really looking forward to that opportunity. As far as waterfowl, the number of ducks down where we were was just absolutely phenomenal. I was down a week or so after the season closed, and still just enormous herds of flocks of duck out there. It was just phenomenal.
Well, and y'all don't get a lot of pressure. Y'all are one of the few that are really offering that. So you're hunting somewhat unpressured birds.
Well, we have a lot of really good opportunities.
Okay.
That's about the best way I could describe it.
Very well put. Very well put. Again, Getaway Adventures Lodge is at the 43rd Annual Houston Fishing Show. In fact, Sutton and I are good friends. We're also neighbors at the show.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so come down and this weekend and visit with both of us. And, if Mike tells you something, you can lean over to the next booth and go, is this really right? Is it really this good? And I can tell you it really is. Their website is Getaway PM. Mike, we'd be remiss if we didn't get that phone number to call the lodge and talk further about making a reservation.
That number to call the lodge is 956-944-4000. Talk to my lodge manager, Sandra Garza, and she'll take good care of it.
All right, give that number one more time.
956-944-4000.
All right,
Getaway Lodge at Port Mansfield.
There you go. GetawayLodgePM.com is the website, 956-944-4000. folks, get down to the Houston Fishing Show, visit with Mike, and book a trip. You really owe it to yourself. It's one of those destinations that should be on everyone's list. Mike, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you in a bit down at the Houston Fishing Show.
Well, thanks for having us, Bill. I've enjoyed being with you, and we'll see you at the show.
Thank you, Mike. Friends, we got to take a break, but we shall be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Spring is the season for Jeep brand vehicles, a time to reawaken your outdoor spirit and take advantage of the great deals on our legendary SUVs, only for a limited time at the Jeep Spring Sales Event. Really bloom this season with a luxurious Jeep Grand Cherokee. Its sophisticated design and superior capability has helped make it the most awarded SUV ever. Or greet the change in weather and terrain with the available legendary 4x4 capability of the Jeep Renegade. Rain or shine, it's got you covered. And no matter how far your spring adventure takes you, know you can always find your way home in a Jeep Compass, who's rated top of its class in technology and connectivity, giving freedom a whole new meaning. But just like spring, these great deals won't last long. So hurry into the Jeep Spring Sales Event today. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV, based on compact SUV segmentation. OEM website, Auto Knowledge. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and it's time for the Outdoor Calendar. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, let me take a look here. Through Sunday, March the 4th, we've talked about it, the 43rd Annual Houston Fishing Show at the George R. Brown Convention Center on the South End, right?
Right.
Check out HoustonFishingShows.com. March 9th, the AWOL Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser in Nacogdoches. For information on that one, 936-552-1942. Same date, the 9th, Cross Timbers Chapter Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser in Decatur. 940-393-8908. March the 9th again, Highland Lakes Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation banquet, in Marble Falls. For info, 693. Bob, your coffee. Anyway, 693-7520. March the 10th, Kimball County Chapter Mule Deer Foundation banquet in Roosevelt. Info, 325-446-2604. On the 10th again, the Kaufman County Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser in Terrell, 972-965-0795. And go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 40 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best in Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough
really means.
Yeah, they take that truck over to Carter's Country to load up right now. They're having their spring cleanup sale, savings up to 50% at all of their stores. Here's a great value, the Howa Varmint Bolt Action in calibers 223, 22, 250, 308. Only $399.97. The Ruger American Predator, fabulous firearm with their power bedding and their wonderful adjustable trigger. And a lot of the popular calibers, only $459.97. For shotgunners, the Stoger self-defense pump. You can also hunt with these, you know, in 12 gauge and 20. Only $249.97. For concealed carry, the Ruger LCP2. The newest, with a laser already mounted, only $349.97. And for ammunition deals, Federal Premium American Eagle 5.56 ammunition, 90-round boxes only, $36.97. Heck of a value. And then you can slap an optic on something real reasonable. Their Barska Red Dot is only $46.97. Quite a deal. It's all going on right now at all four Carter's Country locations and the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961.
I want to thank our guest, Mike Sutton, Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield. Their phone number is 956-944-4000 or go to getawaypm.com.
Beautiful place. Right. You're going to have a lot of fun down there. Anyway, do remember to check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com, so you can see a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. Also, if you just click on listen to the show, we archive the last dozen shows there. You can, you know, if you go, what did they say? Well, you can go back there, play it, rewind it, check it out, and write it down so you won't miss out on all that great information. And, of course, visit one of those great stations as you travel across Texas and Louisiana. Also, remember that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Good folks out there. Tell you what, we want you to drive safe, hunt safe, fish safe, so you can be back again next week and join us for more Texas Outdoor News.